I'm Libertadian Gonzalez, and I'm the founder of Grafting Hope, and I'm also a Chilean that was disappeared at birth. For 42 years, Maria Angelica Gonzalez believed that her son was dead. Last year, I learned the story of my adoption from 42 years ago was a lie. I was born in Santiago at a state hospital in the capital of Chile. When I was born, medical staff told my mama that I was jaundiced and I need to be put in an incubator. A day later, came back and they told her that her baby had died. This happened before she could ever kiss me, hug me, hold me, or name me. When she asked for the body, all they said was that it had already been disposed in the trash. Unbeknownst to my mama, babies were being taken from this state hospital and hospitals like this one in gym bags, carried out to nearby hotels or state orphanages like Casa Nacional de Niños. These babies were staged in these locations awaiting sale into adoption throughout the world. Within Chile, there was a vast corrupt network of private and state actors, clergy, medical staff, lawyers, and judges, systematically working together in a widespread enterprise of selling children. I was one of 50 to 70,000 children, Chilean children sold all over the world, as far as Australia, Europe, and the Americas. Children were stolen, kidnapped at a later age. Babies were coercively taken from their mamas by those who threatened greater or more widespread harm if the baby wasn't surrendered. The first story of these disappearances of children broke 10 years ago by CIPER News in Chile. Since that story broke, exposing a vast network of traffickers in and around Chile's government, there has been no reconciliation between the offended parties at the state of Chile. There's been little to no identification of the harmed families, and there has been no convictions of bad actors. Our mamas are aging and dying without ever knowing their children lived, let alone having the ability to reunite. I would ask if the committee would reconsider a secondary source for urgent action, and that source being that these mothers are dying. I'm here today, having founded Grafting Hope, to lend my voice as a victim and an advocate on behalf of other victims, as a son on behalf of all the mamas, and as a survivor on behalf of a world of inter-country adoption that is desperately in need of rescue and reform. Counterfeit adoption is the criminal taking of a child and passing it off legitimately offered for adoption. Counterfeit adoption is enforced disappearance of children, and it violates international human rights. Enforced disappearance violates the child's right to life, identity, family, the child's right to statehood, and the right not to be disappeared by one's own state. Enforced disappearance of children violates the mother's right to life, the right to be free from gender-based violence, sexual violence, and can often, in Chile's case, violate the rights to be free of discrimination of indigenous persons. This is in no way an exhaustive list of these rights that have been violated by these counterfeit adoptions, but it's a glimpse at the harm and torture that was inflicted on each of these families, harm that continues to cause pain and suffering every day while states stand idly by, not working together with other states in identifying the families or offering support towards truth or reunion. Chile and countries like it do not bring about meaningful reunion and change. It's only from recognizing this point, the point that the harm still continues, that we can begin to understand the urgency behind reunion and reconciliation. We need to work together to begin the healing that needs to take place, to work collectively and share in the essential work needed to bring about meaningful reunions and the restoration of personhood, identity, and family. Our voices shall be heard. I borrow from disability advocates that no resolution for us shall be decided without us. The voice of the disappeared children of this world are not supplementary to your investigations. Our voices are not supplementary to your work and are not supplementary to creating a meaningful response to these heinous violations of human rights. Our voices are essential to this process. Our voices will tell of the harm that needs to be addressed and tell you how the state and the international community can help, how the people in this room can help make this better. Our voices will tell you the resources needed, the complexities of reconciliation, and multifaceted ways we've encountered them. Inter-